You're tuned to Manx Radio. It's just after 9 o'clock. It's a Wednesday evening. I'm Ernie Thorne. This is the last in the current series of The Opera Hour. It's the week of the American celebration of Thanksgiving. And I always thought this was connected with the Pilgrim Fathers when they arrived in America and collaborated with the Indians to have a good harvest and a feast. But according to the Gospel, according to Wikipedia, that is an incorrect explanation of the origins. The annual Thanksgiving holiday actually was documented for the first time a couple of years earlier, in 1619 in Virginia, when 38 English settlers aboard the ship Margaret arrived at Berkeley County in Virginia. The landing was immediately followed by a religious celebration specifically dedicated by the group's charter from the London Company. The charter declared that the day our ship's arrival at the place assigned for plantation in the land of Virginia shall be the yearly and perpetually kept holy as a day of thanksgiving to Almighty God. So, that, according to Wikipedia, is the start of Thanksgiving. Don't know much about any operas with the Pilgrim Fathers or even these earlier people, but they were Puritans and pilgrims, virtually the same, was all a religious background to their existence. So let's hear some items from Bellini's I Puritani now. And we'll start with Simon Keenly's side in the role of Forth. He believes he's lost his love.
Sarà, sarà.
Simon keenly sighed. The Puritans and Pilgrims were both English Protestant groups seeking religious freedom, but they differed from one another. The Puritans emerged late 16th century as a reform movement. They sought to purify the church from what they viewed as the remnants of Catholicism. The Pilgrims, also known as the Separatists, were a faction of the Puritan movement, and they believed the Church of England was beyond reform and had a complete breakaway. They were all subject to religious persecution, and the Pilgrim Fathers fled that persecution and had originally settled in Leiden, Netherlands, before deciding to embark on the journey to the New World. I Puritani is set about 20 years later and is really in more to do with the divide between the Roundheads and the Cavaliers. Let's hear Pretty Yende now, with an extended scene from the Puritani.
Sul mio cuore.
Pretty Yende with Nicola Alemo and Gianluca Budata with that scene from Bellini's I Puritani. On this day in 1922, Howard Carter entered the tomb of Tutankhamun. So we go from the early settlers in America to ancient Egypt, and from beautiful bel canto music to minimalist Philip Glass with his opera Akhenaten, Akhenaten being the father of Tutankhamun. Akhenaten changed the religious culture in Egypt from worshipping multiple gods just to one god. And when Tutankhamun took over, he reversed the whole process.
The son of him who knew thee not has set, O Amun. But as for him who knows thee, he shines. The temple of him who assailed thee is in darkness. while the whole earth is in sunlight. Whoso puts thee in his heart, O Amun, lo, his sun hath risen. The new ruler, performing benefactions for his father Amun and all the gods, has made what was ruined to endure as a monument for the ages of eternity. And he has expelled the great criminal, and justice was established. He surpassed what had been done previously. He fashioned his father Amun upon 13 carrying poles, his holy image being of fine gold, lapis lazuli, and every august costly stone, whereas the majesty of this august god had been upon 11 carrying poles. All the property of the temples has been doubled and tripled and quadrupled in silver, gold, lapis lazuli, every kind of august costly stone, royal linen, white linen, fine linen, olive oil, gum, fat, incense, myrrh, without limit to any good thing. His majesty, life, prosperity, health, has built their barks upon the river of new cedar from the terraces. They make the river shine.
Tell Al-Amana,
drive 8 miles south of Malawi to the point where you cross the Nile. On the east side of the Nile, the distance is less than a mile and can be covered on foot or on donkey. Behind the present village, at the ancient site of Tell el-Amarna, the ruins known as the Palace of Nefertiti are among the very few remnants from the Akhenaten period. Tablets in cuneiform writing, which contained correspondence between Egypt and Syria, were found here and are now in the Cairo Museum. To see any sites on the eastern bank of the river, you must cross by ferry, which carries cars along with the usual donkey carts and local traffic. The ferry docking station is located at the southern end of the town. You should arrive there at least 1/2 hour before the 6 a.m. crossing. The ferry does a brisk business, and you will need every available second for sightseeing. There is nothing left of this glorious city of temples and palaces. The mud brick buildings have long since crumbled, and little remains of the immense stone temples but the outlines of their floor plans. In addition to the tombs and ruins of the city, there are several stelae scattered around the plain which mark the limits of the land belonging to the city. Most of them are too widely scattered to visit and are also in bad condition.
Philip Glass's Akhenaten. That was a recording from the Metropolitan Opera House in New York. Returning to I Puritani now, this is Lawrence Brownlee in the role of Arturo.
Fallirà il colpo e mi smarrir di traccia. Thank you. Forse a me verrà, se al cor le suona, come ne di felici, quando uniti dicendo, io t'amo, io t'amo. Suo dolor, ma al
Loris Brownlee. Going to more modern music again now. This is Kurt Weill's The Seven Deadly Sins. H.K. Gruber's come up with a new production of that, and this is the recording of it. Again, this is on the BIS label. Naxos do some wonderful recordings, and this is a fine example of it. This is Envy from The Seven Deadly Sins.
And the last big town we came to was San Francisco. Life there was fine, only Anna felt so tired and grew envious of others. Who pass the time at their ease and in comfort. Those too proud to be bought. Of those whose wrath is kindled by injustice. Those who act upon
thank you.
That was Envy from this new recording of Kurt Vile's Seven Deadly Sins. We go now to Egypt again, but not to the pharaohs, more modern. This is from Verdi's Aida. Aida, an Ethiopian princess who'd been captured by the Egyptians, although they didn't know her real identity. But Radames, the leader of the Egyptian forces, has fallen in love with her. This is Montserrat Caballé as Aida, singing of her homeland.
Thank you.
Montserrat Caballé. I'm Ernie Thorne. This is the last of this current series of the Opera. I'll be back on the 2nd of January 2026, 9 o'clock in the evening, looking eclectically forward into the music for 2026. I hope you'll join me then. I'll leave you with Amor Tibieta, Love Itself Forbids Me Not to Love, sung here by Richard Crookes. Thank you.